The Hampshire Council of Governments says it's going to run out of money soon and is planning to cease operations. The regional agency in western Massachusetts faces nearly $5 million in liabilities, largely from retiree pension and insurance costs. As it looks to wind down, the council is looking to sell off its remaining assets to cover its debt. New England Public Radio's Adam Frenier reports.
The Council of Governments provides group purchasing, energy, and social service programs to 15 communities. It was formed 2 decades ago as county governments in Western Mass were dissolving. Russ Piotr is the council's chair.
This is a very long story that's been developing for decades, and it's come to a head now, and ceasing operations and looking for homes for our successful programs is probably the best we can do.
Piotr says the plan is to sell its energy businesses and real estate it owns, including the old Hampshire County Courthouse in Northampton, to pay off its debt. Much of the retiree costs come from a former long-term care facility the group inherited. Piotr was asked what happens if they don't make enough money.
We don't know.
But there could be help from Beacon Hill. State Representative Lindsay Sabadosa represents Northampton.
The Hampshire Council of Governments was set up through special legislation, so it will require special legislation to dissolve it. And the hope is that we will be able to find a way to take care of all of its liabilities as well.
And Sabadosa says she's working with House Speaker Robert DeLeo and State House lawyers to help craft such a bill. Northampton, Amherst, and East Hampton, three of the largest communities in Hampshire County, all left the organization and took their membership dues with them. Still, the council serves a purpose for smaller towns like Williamsburg. Town Administrator Charlene Nardi says her community relies on its group buying program for things like road materials and IT services.
So when they do it regional procurement services, that brings down the cost, and that makes a huge difference for us, especially the small communities working on small budgets that are totally supported by our tax base.
Nardi says if the buying program doesn't continue in the near future, it could impact planned road construction for this year. For New England Public Radio, I'm Adam Frenier.